I'm already put it down for me. I appreciate you guys. You guys in here. It's been a fun year. You know, for the fans, obviously not how we wanted to end it, but you know, there's a lot that you can't take away from us as Vikings this year, and what we were able to accomplish, and the moments and memories that we're gonna, you know, be able to share forever. I know I appreciate it. My wife and I appreciate it. We appreciate Minnesota and how welcoming and opening that you guys have been. It's been just an incredible season for us as a family. It's been an incredible season for us as a team, the family team. And, you know, it's just can't say thank you enough. So appreciate everyone.
Still kind of like processing the game last night, or what
were
you?
Yeah, man.
Today?
Yeah, it stings. Like I said last night, it's going to take a while to process. A little more in perspective this morning after sleeping on it, not really getting much sleep, but you know, I watched the film and it still sucks.
You get what if game a little bit?
Yeah, you played all night, man. That's why you don't sleep. That's why you don't go to bed, or you go to bed and don't sleep, and then wake up early and don't go back to sleep. I mean, it's the what if, that could have, should have, would have. But you know, I did everything I could during the week, prepared the best I've been prepared, and just didn't make the plays, and the ball didn't bounce our way.
I mean, how do you explain it? I mean, after watching the film.
You don't. I mean, no, I don't. I can't. I mean, I guess I could. I could try. You know, a few critical plays, and then all of a sudden, they jumped on our mistakes, and you know, the game's out of hand, and it's unfortunate. But you know, that's football. They played really well, and we didn't. And in a game that's really important, a high stakes game against a good football team, you can't afford, you know, even little mistakes. So something I'm going to learn from, grow from, and, you know, not let it happen again.
A month from now, when you tell people about what you experienced in this locker room this season, what are a couple of the highlights that you're going to relay to folks?
You know, it's hard to give a great answer about that right now. Just, you know, not really putting the year in perspective totally quite yet. Off the top of my head, you know, for me, you know, starting with early on in the season, you know, coming back after Pittsburgh and beating Tampa and getting the game ball after that and having the guys surround my locker room, one of the highlights of my career for sure. You know, beating Detroit on Thanksgiving was awesome. You know, being your old team, you know, when you put so much into it, you know, feels good. I think, I don't think anybody can take away from any Vikings fan, you know, the miracle. So, you know, a lot of great things, man. A lot of great things that the Vikings family get to share from this season. You know, but that's what makes those times like these tough times, that's what makes those good times that much better. And, you know, why it's so tough to win it all and why it's so rare. You know, I've been on a lot of teams where guys have, you know, barely made it to the playoffs. Any guys have made it to the playoffs. So, as much as it hurts right now, we still have a lot to be proud of.
Case is the contract up. Do you see yourself assessing your options in free agency, or? I know it's early to start thinking about it next year already, but
yeah, I really haven't thought too much about it. You know, I love this team, I love these guys, I love the coaching staff. You know, I love this whole organization. I mean, the Wilfs are awesome, man. I mean, the day I signed, I get a call from the owner, you know, welcome me to the team, and they don't have to do that. That's really cool. And from the top down, that trickles down. Just the attitude and the character and the just the culture they have around here is awesome. And, you know, not to mention, you know, Minnesota itself, man. The people here have been great. You know, my biggest fear coming here was the snow, and I didn't even shovel that. So, you know, it's been a great year.
Case, is your top priority to return to the Vikings next season?
Right now, I mean, there's no priorities. It's rest, reload, you know, take some time away and enjoy it with my family. You know, and we'll cross those roads when we get there.
How do you kind of fathom? I mean, you made $2 million this year, and people are talking about you as a potential franchise tag, $20 million. I mean, how do you just kind of wrap yourself around that?
You don't. You know, I got a lot of things I got to wrap my mind around, and may go somewhere, you know, a little bit warmer, thaw out, and you know, try to process all that stuff.
Have you got any indication, directly or indirectly, what they have planned for you, or whether they want you back? Or
nope.
Is that typical of your end of year?
Yeah, everybody's still got a lot on their mind from yesterday. You know, there's a lot going through everybody's heads, and you know, this is just a weird day because, you know, it's gonna be the last time I'm in this locker room with a lot of these guys. So, you know, you want to make sure you enjoy that instead of, you know, trying to worry and stress about other things.
If you talked about the confidence you've always had in yourself, but having a season like this to kind of show other people, you know, other, you know, fans, whoever it is, that you're capable of playing like this, is there satisfaction in that part of it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you have success, there's always satisfaction in that. Am I satisfied with it, though? You know, 100% no, because obviously there's still, you know, plays to be made out there, and still games to be won. But yeah, I'm proud of my teammates. I'm proud of what we've done. I'm proud of how I've played. You know, and it's like I said before, I came in here every day, and I did the best that I possibly could every day. I gave everything I got, and you know, I'm proud of that.
Case, if you were to return here, I mean, would they need to just tell you front up, you're the guy, you're the starter? I mean, that sort of thing? Because there's obviously a lot of quarterbacks around here.
I don't know about all that.
And there also were some reports that maybe you might follow Pat Shurmur wherever he went. It looks like he's going to go to the Giants. Do you read anything into those at all? Or
I don't read that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't read into anything that I haven't read. So, no.
How much will this organization miss Pat?
I mean, you know, whatever Pat is going to do, man, he's going to be great at it. I've got the utmost respect for Pat, not just as a coach, but as a person, man. Great relationship guy. I really appreciate him and the time and the work he put into this year. He deserves everything that he wants.
Last couple for Case.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Case.